FAA.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-293-3079. That's 800-293-3079. 800-293-3079.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A vote is not likely in the Senate today as the government shutdown drags on. Democrats pushing for talks to extend key health care premiums and holding marathon speeches on the floor denouncing Trump administration policies. ABC's Selena Wang says furloughed federal workers now not getting paid.
Lawmakers, they're continuing to get their paychecks, but their staffers are not. They miss their first paycheck on Monday, and federal workers are set to miss a paycheck this Friday.
North Carolina Republican leaders have completed the remapping of state House districts today. Those maps approved by the state Senate could give them one more seat in the midterm elections. It is the latest state to revisit congressional maps after President Trump urged Texas to take it up. Missouri followed. California voters will decide whether to redraw maps that could gain Democratic seats. Dating app Tinder announced it will now require facial recognition verification for those wanting to sign up and look for a match. This is ABC News. Russia carrying out fresh attacks today across Ukraine, killing at least six, according to Ukrainian authorities. Ukraine unveiling its own upgraded drone system capable, it says, of attacking Russian shipping in the Black Sea. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Nicknamed the Sea Baby, Ukraine has expanded the range of the unmanned naval drones to over 900 miles and can carry over 2 tons of weaponry, it says, staging a demonstration for news media. They can be fitted with a multiple rocket launcher and a machine gun turret with AI-assisted friend or foe targeting systems and capable of launching small aerial attack drones. They also have self-destruct systems to prevent capture. Ukraine says sea drones have successfully attacked 11 Russian ships, including frigates and missile carriers.
Police still on the hunt for the four suspects who made off with millions in French royal jewels in Sunday's robbery at the Louvre Museum in Paris. Today, the museum's director testifying before the French Senate and acknowledging there were weaknesses in security and staffing. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Proposed legislation at the state capitol gets some star power. We get more from Bob Haig.
It would create a coordinated effort to improve availability and access to information about perimenopause and menopause. State Senator Diane Hesselbein.
It will save lives and change countless
health outcome.
Hesselbein and Representative Robin Vining joined on a Tuesday media call by Oscar-winning actor Halle Berry.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important.
The bill directs the Department of Health Services to provide a portal to information and has bipartisan support.
Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. Sean Maloney has an update.
The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for AG. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democratic candidates have announced a run for Attorney General.
Governor Tony Evers warning that Wisconsin's food share program will run out of funding soon if the government shutdown continues. Evers says the Trump administration notified Wisconsin there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. Evers says food share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites could be without access to basic food and groceries if the shutdown continues. Evers' office says it is closely monitoring funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program for women, infants, and children. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 46 degrees.
The corn market ended the day with bull spreads working and prices to the upside. Soybeans also slightly higher. Soybean meal led that move to the upside with soybean oil trading lower. Wheat got involved in the rally today. Lean hog futures gave up mid-morning gains, and the cattle complex pulled a big, he said, what?
At least he's not tweeting anymore, I guess. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk this afternoon. We'll chat with Clayton Pope from Clayton Pope Commodities directly following the news. Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, turning it over to the host of AgriTalk, Champ Lorre.
He said what? Oh, my goodness gracious. I just, should we just go straight to it?
We might as well. We might as well.
Okay.
That's all I can think about.
Exactly. A post on Truth Social from President Trump. The cattle rancher, I'm quoting.
This is
I'm
quote.
Quoting.
Quote.
Quoting. The cattle ranchers, who I love, don't understand that the only reason they are doing so well for the first time in decades is because I put tariffs on cattle coming into the United States, including a 50% tariff on Brazil. If it weren't for me, they would be doing just as they've done for the past 20 years, terrible. It would be nice if they would understand that, but they also have to get their prices down, because the consumer is a very big factor in my thinking also. And then he added this. He added this too. Oh, that is end quote. And then he added this. In addition to everything else, tariffs on other countries saved, all caps, saved our cattle ranchers. That threw some shockwaves through the cattle industry with We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the Trump administration might do to bring cattle and beef prices down. And with that amount of uncertainty at the price levels that we were at, it was palms out.
Yep.
And sell it hard.
I'm out.
Sell it hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, dude. Pretty incredible. Welcome. Welcome to AgriTalk. It's your good news station.
Hey. All the good tweets are on Twitter anyway now. The good, yeah. I guess not even tweets, the posts are on Twitter. You know, we got a good one from Brooke Rollins this morning. That was, I like that one a whole lot better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dude, we better go ahead and get to the markets.
Yeah, I suppose. December soft red winter wheat futures posted in an inside trading day. Mid-range open and a high-range close. December hard red futures also posted an inside trading day. But this market saw a low-range open and a high-range close. Traders don't see any trouble with the U.S. winter wheat crop and with rains expected in Russia's winter wheat areas ahead of the end of the month. Crop conditions for the world's biggest wheat exporter are thought to be good as well. There is one potential problem, according to World Weather Inc. Too much rain on a harvest-ready crop in Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul and southern crop areas. December HRW wheat futures were 3.5 cents higher today at 488.5. December soft red wheat up 3.5, 503.75. December spring wheat at last trade anyway, 547.75. That was up 3 cents. That's what I have. That's the latest I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. And the wheat market, it's been under so much pressure. A little bit of a relief valve to the upside today. I think that's really all it was.
Ethanol production week ended October 17, averaged 1.112 million barrels per day, wow. Up 38,000 from the previous week and 31,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks in the week fell 709,000 barrels to just 21.9 million. December corn futures opened steady today, slipped to match support at yesterday's low before recovering to post a high-range close. Front-month corn stopped short of resistance at yesterday's high, with harvest hedging still a market feature. Heavy rains on a harvest-ready corn crop in China added support to corn futures. These corn, 3.25 higher today, 423. March corn up 2 cents, 435.75. May corn futures closed at 443.5, up 1.75 cents, Chip.
Man, good ethanol numbers there. Domestic demand is very good. Export demand is thought to be really good as well. Bull spreads worked in the corn.
Trade issues remain a negative on the soy complex, limiting buying interest. On the plus side, Japan is working to finalize a purchase agreement that will likely include some soybeans. On the negative side, talks with China appear to be at a standstill. And at end-of-the-month meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi is at risk of not happening. Traders also noted bean movement in the United States is slower than expected, supporting basis levels in several locations. Novi beans today 4 cents higher, 1034.75. Jan beans up 1.5, 1050. March beans closed at 1063, up 0.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, and when you take a look at the product market, strength in soybean meal, pressure on soybean oil. Spreaders are back to participating in the market. I think that's a good sign.
East cotton today was down 68 points to 63.74. Livestocks, the cattle market's efforts to deflect negative comments from President Trump failed today. These fat cattle opened high range and spiked resistance yesterday's high before falling sharply. These fats posted a downside reversal. December live cattle $5.60 lower, 239.82.5, and Novi feeders down the 9.25 daily trading limit to 364.22.5. Dees hogs down 87.5 cents on the day, 82.40, Chip.
All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. Bubba, have you been in?
Have you? I couldn't believe it already.
I was just wondering, have you been in Trump's ears here lately and saying, hey, let's get this cattle market under control?
I mean, you know, you knew that was coming. You know, look, it's the same thing that happened in gold on Thursday night. We had a crazy move up, and then it collapsed. Cattle's been going crazy, and it's going to collapse. I think the end result will be the same thing. I think you're going to see drastically lower prices. You'll see another rally in here, but I think right now, if you're trading the cattle market, if you own them, you better hedge them. If you don't own them, you want to trade them, you better sell them.
Yeah. Okay. What do you make of how the grains are trading in here?
I think they look good. I think they've held levels real well. I mean, they're not great levels for anybody. But a lot of guys I know are. The biggest depressed commodity out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels there's a little bit of volume coming back to the grains, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and there feels like there's buying. I think if we can hold these levels and break above resistance, which is not that far away, and hold there, I think we're going to look for a good solid fourth quarter, first quarter.
Fantastic. Man, I hope you're right. We need some relief on these grains. Yeah. Love it. Bubba, thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
You've had Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. Okay, coming up next, we're going to try to bring some clarity to what is happening in these grain markets, in the livestock trade. We've got Clayton Pope Commodities right here on AgriTalk.
Producers and ranchers, this is for you. Now more than ever, it's crucial to manage risk and receive assistance with marketing. And why not meet in a fun atmosphere with other ag professionals for it? We invite you to head on over to Nashville, Tennessee for the annual AgMarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference. The general session for farmers, producers, and ranchers is February 1st through the 2nd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel. To register, head to AgMarket.net and click on the banner ad at the top of our website or call 844-4AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At BEX, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
What's the farmers? Now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
I could ball.
Man, there's a lot of things that we could put on the checklist of what's on our minds with the with the way that these markets are trading right now. No question about it. Let's get into them. Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Clayton, it is good to talk with you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's always good to get back. But, boy, you hit it on the head. There are so many topics flying around right now. It's hard to know what you even want to focus on because it's kind of peak uncertainty at the moment.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm not saying that all of it is tied to the closure of the government. We're not getting the crop progress reports. We didn't get the October crop production report. But it's gone on long enough now that I think we're starting to miss the export sales, the daily updates, the, you know, some of the USDA data, Clayton, aren't we?
Absolutely. The export sales, I've heard a number of people mention, is there a possibility that we're seeing another great grain robbery in the midst right now? I mean, I don't think that's the case, but you never really know. It'd be awful possible to kind of, you know, slip under the radar right now. And that goes for the commitment of traders numbers, too. I mean, those things are always an inexact science, and they've certainly been criticized for some of those distinctions of type of traders is definitely pretty blurry, I think, at this point. But when there's a total absence of that data, it does make you wonder because, you know, it's funny, every week so many firms out there try to guess what the commitment of traders numbers, how they will change. And it's just amazing how way off they are some
way
weeks.
Off, that's right.
I mean, way off. It's crazy.
Yeah.
When I used to work on the floor years ago, you know, at least then you had a fighting chance. You know, you'd have people watch the players in the pit, you know, oh, they're giving up Cargill or they're giving up Merrill Lynch or whatever, you know, on the trades. And now, you know, when it's all computerized, I don't even know how people even begin to guess other than just looking at the net change in prices.
Yeah, yeah. Clayton, I can see his face, but I can't say his name right now, who tracked all the players in the pits down there on the floor when we were down there at the same time. Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin was his name.
Oh, my gosh. How did you pull that out? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man. That's right. Kevin. Well, Kevin and I talked quite often. That was important information on, you know, we talk about it on a week-to-week basis, but when it was happening down there on the floor and Kevin was going around with his player sheets, everybody was looking to get a look at that sheet, didn't they?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yeah.
But even then, though, it was, certainly wasn't foolproof. I knew a filling broker for a firm that I don't remember the exact players, but let's say, Cargill was a big buyer in the pits. And another commercial firm, let's say it was Continental Grain, a biggie at the time, went up and said, whatever Cargill buys, you sell it to them, but don't give up Continental. We'll do a give up in the back office later on.
Right.
You know, so you know they would go to great lengths to completely foil everybody. And
exactly.
I'm sure something's never changed.
It cost them money to do that. Not a lot, not a huge amount of money, but it cost them some money to do that, Clayton. And they were willing to do it. To throw a little shade at the market.
The anonymity it gave is probably well worth it.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty fascinating. What did you hear from producers over there in Illinois? How'd the corn crop turn out?
Well, boy, it just depends who you talk to more than ever this year. And you don't usually see that much variability in Illinois. I mean, it's usually pretty, you know, top tier from, you know, one end of the state to the other. But that's not the case this year. I mean, you go 20, 30 miles south of us, and some of these guys talked about their best yields ever. You go 25 miles north and a little bit east, you know, towards Indiana, and those guys got socked really bad, pretty rough. So somebody came out with a really good map the other day. Oh, it was Wiffles Hybrids. They came out and they showed, you know, their reporting of yields. And it's kind of interesting. They had little color-coded circles, and the variation was really pretty amazing, you know, with not that many miles difference. So you kind of appreciate the USDA's task or anybody trying to come up with a statewide, let alone a nationwide average, because the variability was off the charts this year.
Yep. How do you think the corn market is leaning right now, Clayton? Is it going to be up from the September yield estimate or down, and how much?
I think the market's definitely leaning towards it being down. what was USDA, 185.7, I think. You know, a lot of people seem to think that, well, for a while, they're, no, let's see, USDA is 186.7.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of times, I think most people are kind of looking at a bushel or two off that, but I think that's definitely been shaved some more. You know, as harvest has progressed here, it seems like the numbers have been a little disappointing in corn. So I would guess you're probably looking at, if I just threw a number out there, I'd say 184, give or take, will probably capture it. Now, there are those who still insist it's below 180, but I'm certainly not in that camp. But I think there's little doubt they'll shave something off of it. Now, beans, yeah. I think, are a different story. I don't think they might not cut that bean yield at all, amazingly.
Right, 53.5 in the September crop production report. So, I'm hearing such a mixed bag on beans, Clayton. I don't know which way to lean there either.
Mm-hmm. It might not be as important.
That's right.
It might not be as important as the corn, because I think, especially if China stays absent for the most part, you know, there's a huge cushion there. So, you know, half a bushel or even a bushel in beans probably isn't that critical to, you know, the bottom line in terms of price implications. But corn, it's a little bit snugger carryover. And, you know, 2-3 bushel surprise definitely would be impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. The trade headlines, we've been talking about it a little bit here. This situation with China and the is can China make it from the supplies that they've got right now to a new crop supply out of Brazil?
My take on it is yes. If they really want to play hardball and use their government reserves, which they have been auctioning off, they kind of restarted their auctions in the last week. If they really want to play hardball with us and just stay completely absent, I think they can get away with it. They might not want to do it from a security standpoint, but boy, if these guys want to play hardball, that we know they're very capable of doing just that. So,
Clayton, we're running out of time. Yeah, in this bean market, don't you think there's some bean sales to China still part of the equation when we're talking about 1050 January beans? I mean, there's got to be some bean sales to China in that equation, right?
I don't know. You mean like hidden and unknown destinations or something like that?
Just a market expectation.
Assuming that they're going to happen.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And in my guess, I think they're probably overestimating that potential, it seems like to me. I mean, look at the fierceness of some of these tweets coming from Trump today. Now he's talking about, and I don't know how on earth he would possibly police this, but, you know, his latest thing he said today, which the Dow dropped like 200 points instantly, but then it recovered a lot of that. And that's when beans took their little step back, but recovered as well. But Trump came out, he's talking about, oh, boy, it's even hard to explain, but trying to punish countries that are even using U.S. software, and he wants to tariff them. It's getting so complex in terms of him trying to control the trade flow. Unfortunately, I think the bottom line is it's just making us less and less of a reliable supplier. And I think in the long run, it's not doing us any favors, but we're not really here to have a political discussion. But it's just really nerve-wracking. I've never seen a time in history, and I've been in this business a long time, where just about every sector is very vulnerable to a tweet from the White House or from Trump. And you know, like it or not, its impact is kind of mind-blowing. You know, where you're looking at precious metals or the energy complex or grains, interest rates, equities. I mean, you name it. They are all affected on a daily basis, or if not an hourly basis, by, you know, the latest thing to come across Truth Social.
Yep. I agree with you, Clayton. We're not here for a political discussion, but the reality is the markets are a political discussion right now, aren't they?
they really are. But, so, you know, back to your original point there, you know, how much is this market assuming or kind of banking on China stepping forward to buy? I mean, when you look at the export forecast from USDA, for soybeans in that last report is, what, 1.685 billion bushels. I mean, if China stays absent, I mean, that could drop by every bit of 300 million bushels. If the question is, if they come back for some, how much would that be? It's right. Getting later and later. I mean, I can't imagine they'll be able to buy, you know, a lot at this point.
Right, exactly. All right, we are in the middle of a conversation with Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. We've talked a lot about soybeans so far. I want to talk a little bit more about corn. That ethanol production report that we got today was really, really good. We'll get Clayton's take on it here in a moment.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. Hey, he's wearing a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Of course, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels an acre. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where December hard red winter wheat futures were 3.5 cents higher at 488.5. December soft red wheat up 3.5, 503.75. December corn futures 3.25 cents higher at 423. March corn up 2 cents, 435.75. November soybean futures 4 cents higher, 1034.75. March beans closed at 1063. That's up 0.25 cents. December cotton today was down 68 points to 63.74. To your livestock, December live cattle were $5.60 lower, 239.82.5. Novi feeders down the 9.25 daily trading limit to 364.22.5. And December lean hog futures down 87.5 to 82.40. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, and I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science, they help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday, near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 46 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
You don't have to go now, honey,
call them, tell them you won't be. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities. Man, that ethanol report, the production report that we got today, Clayton, that was a good number that we saw, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Not only was the weekly grind, beat expectations, but the inventory is whittling down a little bit more than they thought, too. So definitely a positive sign. We can use all the help we can get, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. That was the kind of production report and stocks report that makes me think that we're probably going to, when we start getting the export data again, we're going to learn that there were some methanol exports somewhere, someplace, outside of the usual amount. I would guess the UK, something like that. Somebody has stepped in and bought a bunch of ethanol from us. At least I hope it would be. Clayton, when you said if we could take a couple of bushels off the national average corn yield, whittle back that supply a little bit, it starts to make a difference. The thing that concerns me is if they do that, are they just going to knock back that 6.1 billion bushel feed and residual estimate that they gave us in September?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you mentioned that because, I mean, you look at that number, I just don't really know where they're coming from. Of course, residual is kind of a catch-all fudge factor account. But when you look at the cattle inventories, the lowest since, what do they say, 1951, I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing. And maybe we're taking steps now to try to boost cattle inventories a little bit, even if we have to bring them in from Argentina. But that export number, it kind of seems like they're in la-la land a little bit. I mean, when you look at the step up in Brazilian production and a lot of competition out there, I think all those categories on the corn balance sheet, you could argue, are a little inflated. I mean, you mentioned ethanol. That's fantastic, a good usage rate right now. But that probably has the least variability, I think, going forward. Yeah. And you can't really argue with a little bit of an increase there. But, yeah, the feed number and the export numbers, I mean, we would guess here that even if they do cut that corn yield 2 bushels, maybe even 3 bushels, when they kind of come to earth on some of these demand projections, I think it's going to offset any yield reduction. It's going to be really difficult to get that carryover less than 2 billion, I would think.
Yeah. 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 I'm with you. And the thing is, Clayton, and I'll be the first to admit it, a year ago right now, I was saying the same thing about the 24-25 carryover. Boy, I just don't see what's going to get us under 2 billion bushels. Well, we ended up at, 1.525. So,
yeah.
I mean, things can change.
1.325 now. Yeah, you're right. And that's a very good case in point. I mean, it's amazing how often that happens when you either, one way or the other. But I guess maybe I'm being too pessimistic on the demand outlook, and maybe those numbers can come to fruition. It's just that the weekly export inspections, I mean, we're already struggling to keep pace with what it would take to hit that number. And I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
And anything can happen. Obviously, there's a lot of moving targets. Politics remains just a huge factor in all that. But I don't think there's any question that the administration is really beating the bushes around the world to try to spur across the board for our eggs, because of China's absence. And it sounds like they're having some success, too.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like Japan's putting the finishing touches on some kind of an agreement. And there's going to be some bean buys in that agreement, I think is the way that the way that things are looking there. When you have a conversation right now with your clients, your customers, Clayton, and you're talking about risk management on 25 crop corn and beans, what are you talking about?
Well, we made some really good sales very early, and fortunately, we didn't really puke much of anything out at our lows here that we've kind of trying to climb away from. But I think as this rally continues, I mean, this is the seventh day in a row meal's been higher. The bean market, what did I look here? It's In the last 8 days, the November beans only closed lower once, and that was by 1 cent. So, you know, we've really seen some good improvement here. I got to say, our finger's kind of on the trigger to make some new sales here and capitalize on this a little bit, not only for 25, but even that NOV 26 is starting to look, you know, more and more attractive. So,
yeah,
we've been very, very careful and taking some real baby steps here, and I think we'll continue to take small steps. It's just not the environment where we want to jump on anything with both feet.
Right. Right. Hey, I meant to ask you this earlier is when we were talking about your harvest reports from over your way. Did the corn and soybean bushels find a home? I mean, are they, did they find their way into storage?
Question. An awful lot of people are doing whatever they can to keep this stuff, under their ownership. And you know, you've seen some ground piles, of course, and those will get bigger, but it doesn't seem like we've really seen like the catastrophic rug being pulled out on you know, basis anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of areas are shockingly strong. Even here in East Central Illinois, it's not, you know, it's not the right home about, but it's the middle of harvest, you know.
Yeah. And you're positive basis.
Well, it's, I mean, the regular country elevator, we're still looking at like 30 under for corn and 40 okay. under for beans for spot. But like I said, they never really pulled the rug on it. And I think that is a reflection of much stronger than expected farmer holding. And we all went into the fall expecting it to be really ugly because the thought is that in general, the farmer across the country was very undersold. And I think that's still very true. They are very undersold. So I'm afraid that doesn't bode well for upside potential further down the road unless you have some catalyst come in like, well, you know, a surprise return of China or obviously, you know, weather problem in Brazil or something like that. So, you know, absent that, generally farmer holding, it can cause some good short-term gains. I think that's kind of what we're seeing right now. But it probably doesn't bode real well for the future. The other thing that's kind of interesting from a merchandising standpoint is whereas like 3 or 4 weeks ago, the idea of holding and storing was very attractive just because people did expect the bottom to fall out on basis and these carrying charge spreads were excellent. Well, they've really snapped in here, which it's got to surprise a lot of people. I mean, the Dease July corn spread, I mean, that thing has gone from basically it's come in a dime from 37 yeah. to 27. The NOV July bean spread has come in like 11 cents from its peak value. So, whereas for a while there, it looked like persons on-farm storage was absolutely worth its weight in gold, and it still is an extremely good asset to have and to utilize this year. The cream has been taken off the top big time, I think, by those spreads narrowing and by the fact that the basis didn't fall out as much as people thought it would. But I think going forward, that basis is only going to improve.
Yeah, okay.
But it's hard to be real optimistic on flat price. Personally, and you know, I think there's room for some more gains, but again, with China out of the picture, I'm not real optimistic on this meeting that's going to take place Friday. And frankly, if I was a betting man, I don't think I'd bet on Trump and Xi even seeing each other at this APEC meeting. Yeah. I don't think she'll even show up, actually, but we'll see.
That may be. They're not gay. My belief is that if they do sit down and talk, then there's probably an agreement, and both sides are going to be able to claim a victory in whatever yeah. it is they talk about. But if there's no agreement, there's no way those two are going to sit down and talk.
Yeah. I don't know. You would think that China would want to throw us a bone. And in that sense, you know, maybe there'll be some kind of agreement, like you said, where they can both claim a victory. It's hard to imagine them coming in and on a white horse and really saving the current crop year's bean export picture. But I don't think it'd be surprising to see them say, well, you know, we're in pretty good shape for this year. But yeah, in 26, we want to play ball. You know, we'll buy something. Yeah. And it'll be vague, but it'll be enough for the bulls to hang their hat on to some extent. And, you know, I would think that's kind of the best we could hope for. And I would frankly take that if that came to be.
All right, Clayton. What is happening in this cattle trade is just, it is mind-blowing, isn't it?
It really is. And in a way, this might be tying into what we're seeing in that meal market a little bit, because, you know, last week Trump or somebody, one of his lieutenants came out and, you know, hinted very strongly. I can't remember if it was actually Trump or Brooke Collins saying, hey, we want to work out a deal where our beans go to Argentina, let them crush them, and then we'll take their cattle up here. Well, everybody's kind of forgotten about the bean part going to Argentina, it seems like, and obviously the cattle market's finally maybe taking the importation of Argentine beef a little more seriously. But my point is, when you look at the beans there, the way this meal's running up, it seems to me like the market is kind of looking at something. I mean, that invisible hand out there, maybe it's saying that we are going to send some beans down there, and if our crush really is curtailed here, it would certainly cause meal to rally some more, not to mention funds are still short an awful lot of meal. But like I said, 7 days higher, it's up above its 50-day average, the trend has turned higher. I mean, who would have thunk that in this meal market a month ago?
Yeah. Boy, not many. Not many. That is for doggone sure. Clayton, we're out of time, man. I really enjoy it when you come on here. It gives me an opportunity to reminisce a little bit, but it's good to get some real clear perspective on what you're thinking on these markets. Thank you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Chip. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. All right. You bet. Clayton Pope. Clayton Pope Commodities. All right. When we come back, I'm sure Davis has got a couple of highlights that he'd like to pull from that conversation, and we got to talk a little bit more about President Trump's comments to cattle producers next here on AgriTalk.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland Seed, anything but typical.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Gosh, what should we talk about? It's Davis Michelson here, along with Chip Flory. You know, I was thinking back, Chip, and if you, beloved listener, go back as far with us as the old Market Rally. Market Rally. Remember how much fun Twitter used to be? I'm thinking of the corn kayak. GPS mules were discussed. Other things that I'm not comfortable talking about, you know?
Right.
In a perfectly appropriate context. That made
exactly.
For some relief. You remember today's tweets are brought to you by Oobapadoopy, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was good times. And then at some point, we stopped doing it, and we stopped doing the tweet of the day because it just wasn't fun anymore. There were no fun tweets. I would sit there and spend the entire show looking for something to hang on to because I'm a joke maker. You know, part of it was supposed to kind of make you chuckle, make you think, make you feel good. Good night, everybody. That's today's AgriTalk.
Yeah.
But there wasn't even feel-good stuff on there.
No.
I thought we got a little feel-good out of X earlier today with Brooke Rollins. You know, let's make an Oreo here, the sweet stuff, and then the stuff in the middle, and then we'll try to come back with something sweet on the other end of this. But talking about releasing some aid through the FSA to farmers, that's a piece of good news. Mm-hmm. And I felt pretty good about that. And then we get this message from the president on Truth Social that it just doesn't seem to make sense. I don't know who's not telling. It's like he doesn't understand how we got here, bro. We've been talking about this cattle market.
Oh,
it started with a drought in the northern cattle country. What, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
It is not like he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. That was a really, really tough post to read.
Yeah,
it was one of those deals that, you know, is even sitting here in the bunker, I could feel the buzz starting to build out there, and I'm trying to figure out what's mm-hmm. going on. I look mm-hmm. over at cattle futures. I'm like, oh, no.
Red lights are flashing.
Yep. I find what was said, and I sat on it. I texted a couple of people, said, is this real? Or is this something that was AI generated? This day and age, you got to question that every step of the way.
Yeah. That's wise.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't question it, you're going to end up out there at the John Deere dealership looking to buy a $15,000 pickup. It don't exist. Okay. Steve called during the break.
Yes. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve, for calling in during the break. He said President Trump is saying that that cattle are too high priced. Steve's comment is legit. His comment is a question, and that is, compared to what? Too high priced compared to what? Look at that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What are we paying for vehicles now? Yep. Look, and
machinery inputs. Angie
Stump Denton at Drovers did some interesting work, and working with some ag economists in looking at when American consumers have spent this much on beef in the past. Okay. And, you know, it's easy to think, oh, we've never spent this much. There's no way that we've ever spent this much on beef. And the way that they looked at it was, geez, I'm getting an email from her right now. It's a little too coincidental for me. But the way that they looked at it is, how many minutes does Davis Michelson have to work to buy a pound of ground beef?
Okay, that's fair. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and they compared it to the 80s. They compared it to, you go all the way back to Nixon when he put the price controls in place on beef, which Senator Grassley very wisely mentioned again on Monday and basically said, you know, let's not go down that path. But this is like the second or third highest beef prices have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the highest compared to U.S. consumers' ability to buy and based on what they're making. So, it's not that. You know what? I'll just go down this path too. I go back about 10 years. And it was probably even longer ago than 10 years ago. It's been a while ago when Glenn Ring and I were in the same hallways.
Oh, you're going to ring us on us.
Oh, right? I'm. You know what? I'm going back to the 1990s now.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's do it.
But at that time, he said, Chip, I want to show you some of my chart work on cattle. And at that time, he was showing me chart work that got fat cattle prices into the 160s and into the 170s. And my comment, I mean, I remember it clear as a bell, was, you're freaking crazy. It's never going to happen. Well, it obviously has happened. Yeah. And we are trading it some awfully respectable levels up in here now, and it just took time. It just took time for the cattle market to catch up to, quite frankly, what has already happened in a lot of other commodities, other consumer goods.
Yeah, Clayton Pope said
it. It just took time.
Every sector is vulnerable to a tweet by the president. I guess it was just cattle's turn today. You know, maybe we can look at it that way, and if that makes anybody feel better.
Yep, that's right. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook, October 28th to November 1.
What?
Is in the outlook. Above normal temperatures expected northern Iowa over to Michigan and points to the north, near normal south of that. Geez, above normal precipitation expected across the entire Corn Belt. What a day.
Oof.
And I don't expect tomorrow to be any easier. Stay
Try
with
it
us.
Again.
We'll be here, 10:06 Central, with more AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another deadly strike today carried out by the U.S. military on an alleged drug boat in the Pacific waters off Central America. Seven other strikes occurred in the Caribbean. President Trump says the U.S. is engaged in combat with drug cartels, but